Hello to you, my friend. I am Tim Childs, minister for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Baldwin, Mississippi. Be assured it gives me joy to be able to welcome you to the May 2011 issue of A Word Between Friends, made available for your hearing on Gospel Gazette Online. We hope you enjoy reading this month's articles. It is our prayer that you'll be blessed by doing so. Don't forget about the archive, too, as well as a search engine that helps you find material on a special topic of your personal interest. On the last Wednesday in April, the 27th to be exact, we were reminded again of the force of nature as more than 100 powerful tornadoes swept across the southeastern United States, claiming the lives of more than 300 people. Some have seen pictures of the devastation on TV and through means of the Internet. Others of us have seen in person images that defy our capacity to verbally describe. Samson, who lived during the Bible period of the Judges, was known as the strongest man to live. Apparently Jacob, the son of Isaac, used unusual strength to remove a stone from the opening of the well at Haran so Rachel could give drink to her sheep. Today, there are men and women too. We know them as bodybuilders who have exceptional strength. But which man among us has the strength to harness the power of nature? What grouping of men in our country or across the globe has the power to arrest and contain its destructive energy? A moment ago I asked, which man among us has the strength to harness the power of nature? Please note, I did not ask, who has the strength to harness the power of God? That can't be done either, of course. But that is a different question, a different thought, a different idea, because nature and God are not the same. God is over, higher. God, in fact, transcends nature. While God is thoughtful, loving, and benevolent, nature is none of those things. Nature doesn't plan a course of action, saying, I think I'll create havoc and destroy a few lives today. Nature takes no thought. It is unfeeling. There are laws of nature that have been put in place since the beginning, and there are other laws of nature that came into effect following the universal flood of Noah's day. Of course, that was a supernatural event, with God using nature to bring His wrath and judgment upon a morally depraved generation whose thoughts were evil continually, Genesis chapter 6. Scientists have indicated the climate upon the earth was mild before the flood. Concerning the weather and the atmosphere, there was a peaceful calm. However, when the fountains of the deep were broken up, significant changes to earth's surface occurred, causing changes of pressure, which in turn created changes to our weather. Let us not play the blame game and look for someone else to blame, like God, for instance. For you see, the blame for the violence of nature lies at our own door. From the beginning, it was not so. When God created everything, He said, Behold, it was very good, Genesis 1:31. The earth has been put under a curse due to man's sin, according to Genesis 3:17 and Romans 8. Let us turn our thoughts now to consider the force of nature. Nature has the energy or power to move what may seem in our minds to be immovable. Autos, houses, and other buildings are put together in an orderly arrangement. But in a matter of seconds, automobiles weighing tons can be lifted up hundreds of feet into the air and carried miles away. In a matter of seconds, houses can be lifted up off their foundation and moved several feet away, intact, or dismantled to little more than splinters. Yes, nature has the force to move what seems permanently fixed. Is a country movable? Why, no, Tim. But get this. When one of the top five most powerful earthquakes since 1900 struck beneath the Pacific Ocean on March the 11th of this year, the main coastline of Japan moved eastward a distance of between 8 to 13 feet, closer to the United States. Think about the enormity of the ocean's movement. By the ensuing tsunami, as tidal waves of up to 124 feet came inland, and the water in some cases came inland up to 6 miles. Another question, is the earth movable? Oh, I know the earth is moving through space at an extremely high rate of speed, but that's not what I'm talking about. You see, when Japan's coastline moved, as we just described, due to the earthquake, the earth itself moved 6.5 inches off its axis. The things of this material universe are temporal, and we ourselves are transient. That's why Jesus admonished His people to lay up treasures in heaven rather than upon the earth, Matthew 6:19-20. Hear the revelation of God through the Hebrew penman in chapter 12, 22 and following. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See then, that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Only the kingdom of heaven cannot be moved, shaken, or destroyed. Jesus invites you to enter his kingdom, the church, today. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keepeth the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Psalm 127:1. Until next time, this is Tim Childs urging you to build your house upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and his eternal word.